Blog Talk Radio.
Who else in the apartment?
Nobody. My girlfriend's dead.
Realization. We attempted to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.
And if there's anybody who think I'm making a threat, we don't make threats at the NFAC. We make promises.
Black man.
You broke the contract.
The ships that went into Fort Monroe and Jamestown with our people on them over 400 years ago.
Burn this bitch to the ground.
Black man. There were black men on those ships that were responsible for bringing our people over here. Sell out Negroes. Black men. Sell out Negroes. Sell out. Sell out black men. That sold our people into slavery. Black men.
We don't own anything.
And help white men to capture our people, to abuse them and to traffic them while our women were raped. Black men.
Our mission has been said over and over again. We are here for the protection.
The social construct is broken.
By savages.
I think that we have a responsibility to research the contributions of our mothers and grandmothers. And we have the responsibility to continue to fulfill the legacy that without their contributions, our people would have never been able to withstand the savagery and the brutality inflicted upon us for so many hundreds of years.
That is who you are, black man. You are a coward. You are a sellout.
If there has never been a single moment in the history of our people in this country when black women were not intensely involved in the resistance struggle.
And you were used by the system to harm your own mama, your own black mama.
She's had to work alongside the black man in a struggle unlike that of any other group in the United States. Hers has been a desperate effort to make a place of dignity for her people. Generations of black women have carried a disproportionate burden in the family as they are determined and were determined to keep its integrity intact against the constant onslaught of indignities to which it has been subjected. Not only have these women stood shoulder to shoulder with black men in every phase of the battle.
We have no respect for you.
Not at all.
No respect for your black skin.
But they have continued to stand even when their men have been destroyed by it. The slave master understood that once black women became involved in the fight for the liberation of their people, then half the battle was won.
Because all of our skin folk ain't our kin folk, and you do not belong to black people at all. Black men.
You broke the contract.
The protection.
But the person who fixes the situation is killing us.
Black men.
So the social contract is broken. You broke the contract.
Black man.
Man, that's heavy. All powers to oppressed people, African power to an African people, and black power. Your brother and host, Chairman Yang Nkrumah, People's Black Panther Party for Self-Determination. I have my national director of operations putting on the line briefly and calling in our brothers, and briefly, because here's the problem, brothers, why it has to be briefly. Unfortunately, in the programming of the show, I did a 15-minute stream. I apologize to the listeners. and to the guests invited on. But here is the saving grace. We're going to do 15 minutes of this. This will give a little, maybe a little introduction. I have programmed a part two at 8:30. Again, a part two at 8:30, same station. Take your 15 minutes. That lets you get your little snacks and your yip-yaps. Everything that you didn't get before, because this promises to be a conversation you don't want to miss. With that being said, I'm also looking for one more brother that I invited on. Chairman Work, if you're on it, you know, I don't know if you remember the text, so you have to press 1 so I'd be able to recognize your number. But you, listen, this, if we can do this, take this little time to go into a little bit, a tad. Let's do a little teaser on the topic of the conversation that we're talking about. What I titled it is How Much Is Too Much for the Black Woman in the Liberation Struggle. And I have joining with me on this program, of course, like I introduced before, is our National Director of Operations, Sister Seven, and some brothers of mine, man, that I'm so excited to have on from the Panther 48. I have my dear brother Eon and my brother Sight. And representing from just the millennials perspective, one of the younger brother, and I wish I'd have thought about it ahead of time. I'd have had one of our party members who is from that same era. But the chairman out of Atlanta, Georgia, chairman of the third generation Panther Party, Chairman Work. Brothers, sisters, man, welcome to People's Black Panther Party, Yanga Show. I don't have an official title. I'm going to work on that. But Yanga Show, man, welcome and thanks for taking the time out to spend it with us.
No problem, bro.
Okay, right on. Listen, man, I apologize. Like I said earlier in the monologue, I apologize for the mistake on the stream, but we got a couple minutes to go into the little topic. And so, not little topic, humongous topic, rather. And I just started off, man, what started the topic, I had the fortunate pleasure of being able to listen into one of the programs on the night that you guys and Chief War host the show. And that topic came up towards the end a little bit. And it was on women's participation, for the most part, and I may be loosely describing the conversation, women's participation in our liberation struggle. And with that, you know, I'll leave the floor open to one of you two brothers. Is that enough of a?
Question was brought up at the end of the conversation last week, and we just didn't have time to get into it because there was like 20 minutes left, and it's just a big topic. There was no way. I think you asked the question, and there was just no way anybody could begin to go into that in you know 15
right.
or 20 minutes. So having kind of, you know, just spur of the moment, you know, you were there, just threw it out there. Let's just have that conversation next week in regards to sisters. In my humble opinion, don't.
Are you there, brother?
Not okay.
Seven, are you there?
Not doubting a sister's ability, but the reality of it is, sisters, historically, and from an African-centered perspective, sisters only run to get into the front line when there's not a man available. So the fact that there are so many sisters on the front line is a slap in the face to manhood, and that's why I did that song the way I did it, because the reality of it is, because there are so many sisters that are having to run up to the front lines, and essentially, and I'm not saying this the way that it sounds, so please absorb it for a second before you run with it, but in a sense, abandoning the family, being forced to come out of the home and run in to the front line, you know, that's a disrespect to her, because that's our place historically. That's what we've done. So there have been a number of warrior queens, but typically, historically, they've gone to the front lines because the man that was in the position as the figurehead, as the fighter, as the protector and provider that we're supposed to be, was not there. So I think that's a check for us, or a call for us to check ourselves and look and quit selling these damn wolf tickets that we like to sell because it sounds good or looks good, and realize that at some point you're going to have to put up a shut up, either go into battle and do what you said you're going to do if you're really willing to kill and die for this shit, or shut the hell up. That's just the bottom line,
yeah,
because it's not placed to protect your ass. It's not.
Yeah, I think that's real interesting. You know, you sound like Make America Great Again. I don't remember a time where women weren't on the front line. Women have always been on the front line. So it's like, when are you talking about? And I think, you know, just for context, we might need to set up some parameters that we're speaking about the African experience over here in America and what we've experienced from slavery here. We might need to set up that context because women have always been on that front line. And I do agree it's because of necessity, but and I'm not a man, so I don't know how you take that. You know, nobody want to be on the front line. I don't think man or woman wants to be on the front line. As a man, I don't know how you take the fact that I have to be on the front line. You know, and that's a big part of what I know I'm interested in hearing when we come back. It's like, how does that make you feel to know that so many brothers, every brother on this line is doing something. You're working, you're putting in energy, you're putting in time, you're putting in resources. So I'm not speaking directly to you, but I'm speaking to us as a species, as a gender, as a race. You know, I do need to know how that makes you feel and what you're willing to do about it. I like that idea, you know, put up or shut up, you know, but that's not even that's not happening. You know, we don't have people holding people accountable.
I agree with that. You know, and I didn't catch some of it. I got to jump back on, and we're coming down in our 3 minutes. And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, one of the questions I'm going to definitely pose when we come back is what code of chivalry are you using? You know, make sure that you don't set yourself up for the kill. You know, when we talk about whatever's out of necessity, necessity is just that, a necessity. It means it is a necessary is. Doesn't matter how it evolved or how it became into existence, it is a necessary is. And we can't live in a fantasy world of Camelot, you know, a certain code, shot riding in on a white horse and doing all of these things. What is the code of chivalry? What is the code of combat? You know, and I think if anybody wants a real shot at this savage, I would think the black woman probably more than anybody for what she's had to endure. Not just her own physical torments and personal harms and psychological terror, but also just watching her offspring being subjugated to the brutality. So to deprive her of her justice, I think, would be an injustice. And I don't, you know, pretend to speak for black women, I would only assume. But in these last 10 minutes, did the brothers want to say something? Coming into 8:30. Remember, come back at 8:30, listeners. I see you on the lines.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to get into, and I think Sister Seven pulled out a very good a point that needs to be addressed, not only specifically to this topic, but generally speaking, and that's that line we continue to attempt to draw between our struggle here in the States and our struggle globally. It's not two different struggles.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same struggle. It's all the same oppressor. The same trauma that we go through. It looks different, sounds different, but it's going on. Colonialism in Algeria, in the Congo, and wherever, in Australia, in France, it's all the same as it is in the States. Again, as I said, it looks different, has a different accent and all of that, but it's all the same fight. And what is also, that's been consistent throughout our history with dealing with these folks, but what's also been consistent throughout our history is the way that we've addressed it. So it's not a matter of a code. It's not a matter of chivalry. It's a matter of thousands of years of us observing nature, observing humanity, and us playing our role. It hasn't been a problem until we got here, and this whole gender identity and all of this came into being. You know, everybody, nobody, and I don't just mean the whole, you know, what's going on now, but just period. You know, back in the day, Frederick Douglass was not called biracial, mixed-breed. He was called a nigger like all the rest of us. That only came into being as we further split us up. But, brother, we only got a couple of seconds, so I'm going to leave it to you to take us on out. Brother Young?
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you
were
saying
he. I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to that 8:30. I am looking forward to
yeah, 8:30. Check us out.
Yes.
Check us out at 8:30.
Sounds good.
Peace. We out.